The question was asked, if someone is being called by their name and someone else pronounces it differently than the way they pronounce it, and they take offense at that. Now, the assumption is that the person calling you by name could pronounce it your way, right?
Yes.
Okay, so here we have to address a few points. Chazal say, "Hamchane shem l'chaveru in lo chelik l'olam haba." Someone who gives someone else a nickname, someone who gives him a nickname, he decides that's his name. Redhead. Okay, what's wrong with redhead? He doesn't want to be called redhead. Now everyone's calling him redhead. I remember someone decided to call me Carrot Top. And I was like, carrot tops are green. You know, you ever see the top of a carrot? It took me years to figure out I was Israeli. Came to America and he's calling me Carrot Top, and I'm trying to figure out, like, what's green about me? It took me years, you know, when you're Israeli and you don't talk the language. And these, okay,
so
but what?
You can only laugh at
I was like, huh? Remember, I was a kid. I was like, it didn't make sense to me. Technically, Chazal say, "Amchane shen l'chaveru," one who gives someone else a name he doesn't like, "en lo chelek l'olam haba." But we have to remember that already in the time of Tanakh, there were different pronunciations among the land of Israel. So we find that the tribe of Ephraim, it says in Shoftim, they couldn't pronounce the letter Shin. So imagine a guy's name is Shimshon, and he has a friend from Ephraim who calls him Samson. Simpson. He says, "I'm not Simpson. That's a TV show in the 20th century. I don't know any." Right? So could he say, "I take offense because he calls me Simpson? My name's Shimshon," right? Now, you could understand that this could also get complicated because you have a place that an ayin and an aleph are differentiated, and a guy can't differentiate. The Talmud says that there was once a kohen who got up to do Birchas Kohanim and he stuttered. So the rabbis wanted to get rid of him. What are you? You're misblessing the people. A guy got up there and he says, "Yo'er Hashem." Now, Yo'er could mean Hashem should give light, and Yo'er could mean Hashem should curse. Which one did he mean? Well, if he mispronounces it, he's saying the wrong thing. So it's quoted in the El Yoraba that there was once a Kohen who, when he did Berchos Kohanim, he'd say, "Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmedecha." Yishmedecha means he should annihilate you. He got up there to do Birchos Kohanim, and he couldn't make the reish. He made it into a dalit. So they wanted to remove him. You understand? The people didn't feel very blessed after his blessing. So there's a medrash that says on the pasuk in Shir Hashirim. The pasuk in Shir Hashirim says, "V'diglo alai ahava." Diglo, when his flag is by me, that's love. His gathering by me, that's love for me. And the Medrash says the word diglo could also be read as dilgo, his skipping, his misreading. God says, even a person who mispronounces things, if that's the best he can do, I love it. That's the prayer I want. That's fine. And based on that, they let this kohen keep telling people, v'yishmedecha. Now, obviously, we try to correct him. We try to teach kohen how to do it right. I was once in a shul where the Baal Koreh read in Eicha, "Im yehareg b'mikdash." The pasuk says, "Im yehareg b'mikdash Hashem." If in the temple of God can be murdered, kohen v'navi, a kohen and a prophet, how could you have claims at me? God says, "If in my temple, in the temple of God, a kohen and a prophet are murdered." So the Baal Koreh read it and he misplaced the pause. He read it as, "Im yehareg b'mikdash." If in the temple are murdered, who? Hashem Kohen Vinavi, God, the Kohen and the Prophet. That's how he's reading it. So I'm saying like, okay. And no one understood. I mean, no one caught it. So afterwards, I asked my rabbis, what am I supposed to do in such a situation? He's a respectable Jew, the Baal Koreh. You know, but it's a pretty bad mistake. So they said, go and teach him after prayer. Teach him how to read correctly. Correct him. Don't embarrass him. You know, you missed it already. He's already 10 psukim ahead. And if you try to correct him, he won't know what you're talking about. After the Kriyas HaTorah, go and teach him. So there are areas where we teach a person what's right. And there are areas where we say, V'diglal ayava, I love him even though he's skipping. We know that we're supposed to learn from Hashem. That's one of the mitzvos. It encompasses all the mitzvos of being a good person really stem from that, learning from Hashem. So if Hashem says we could say all kinds of funny things, and he says that's okay. So we have to learn from that. We have to emulate that. At the same time, a name is not what people think it is. A name is what you're identified as. And that's why you'll notice we divide tasks here at Machon Meir. You have rabbis here who keep reminding you have a Jewish name, and sometimes they could change people's lives because they introduce people to the concept they have a Jewish name. People walk into here and say, "Hi, my name's Christopher." And we ask him, "Okay, and what's your Jewish name?" "Oh, Chaim." "Well, that's a very nice name, Chaim." So you have rabbis here who will always call them Chaim. And I always, I go with the other end of the spectrum, and we balance one another. You know, you need both. You need the rabbis who help people recognize they have a Jewish name. And I always go with, if this is how he wants to be identified, so this is how I'll identify him. And I always ask people, what name do you want to be called? So if a guy tells me he wants to be called Jacob, I call him Jacob. His Jewish name is Yaakov. But that's his business. That's not my business. I have to respect what he wants. And the most personal thing a person has is his name. You know, people take great care that you learn their name. If you want to make friends, make sure to catch their names. I love doing this. You know, when you call, if you call customer service, so they have this automatic answer, "Hi, this is Mary, how can I help you?" So I'll always say, "Hi, Mary, thank you very much. Could you help me with?" And at the end of the conversation, I'll say, "Thank you very much, Mary." And they're always stunned. Like, how'd you catch my name? No one catches my name. I made it into a game because I know that everyone treats them like dirt. You know, she's just there to serve me. She's the customer service representative. So no one bothers catching their name. But if you do, you're showing them that they're important. When we catch someone's name and we use it the way they like, we are in effect showing them, you're important. You're worth remembering to me. A name is a lot. And David HaMelech laments that he isn't called by his name. In Tehillim, David HaMelech says, how could it be they treat him like I don't have a name? Everywhere he's called son of Jesse. Son of Yishai. They didn't even call him by name. It was a way of deriding David. You ever notice that mother-in-laws, when they talk about their daughters-in-law, they say, "What's her name?" You notice that? It's a way of putting someone down. When you say, "What's her name?" you're saying, "Yeah, I don't even remember the name." So a name is very personal. And the truth is that, on the one hand, the person could forgo it. And I don't think a person could say halachically it's Lashon Hara, because I don't think it falls under that category. I don't think halachically a person could say, although I'm not sure, I want to look into it, I don't think a person could say that a form of pronunciation is Mechane Shem Lachaviro, because we see that different pronunciations are acceptable halachically, but pronunciations are not an area really where a person can say, well, my pronunciation is the right one. Doesn't matter. If I want to be called Simpson, because where I come from, they call me Simpson. I come from Ephraim, and you know, everyone calls me the right name over anywhere else in Israel would be Shimshin. Nonetheless, I think a person has a right to request, and that request should be respected halachically, to be called by what he feels comfortable. I don't know if someone doesn't do that, if you could say he's Mechane Shem Nachaviro, but I think that a name we find in the laws of Kibbud Avaim, and we find in the laws of Bris Milah, and we find in the laws of Chalitza, and in different places in Shulchan Aruch, we find that a name is a marker. Meaning, let's say a guy, his Jewish name is Chaim Yisrael, but everyone knows him as Haimi. So we want to give him an aliyah, and the Gabbai says, Yamor Haimi. Haimi should go up there. He's been given the aliyah. Everyone knows him as Haimi. Our custom is that we call him Chaim Yisrael ben Yisachar, whatever. We call him by his full Jewish name, son of the full Jewish name. But technically, the name you're known by is your name, to the extent where if we write a Kiddushin contract, we will include your nickname. Meaning, if your nickname, if everyone knows you as Haimi, so we will write Hamchune Haimi, who's known by the name of Haimi. And that's people should be respectful of that. If a person can physically pronounce both pronunciations, then on his behalf he should respect that. But on your behalf, the correct thing is to try to emulate Hashem and not hold it against him. Whether you could say it is prohibited to call you David instead of David, I don't know. I don't know if it's prohibited because I don't think it would fall under Mechane Shem Chavro. I don't think so, but I'm not sure. Wait. But that's not the issue. That's not the issue whether they could or they can't. Again, that's what I'm saying. The name you go by is your right, and a person should respect that right. I'm uncertain as to whether one is in transgression of this or not if he doesn't respect that when he could. I'm saying on his behalf, that's the right thing. It has nothing to do with what might be the correct pronunciation biblically. It's a question of what you want to be called. Yeah, but look, I came from Israel to America, and people ask me, what's your name? And I'd say Netanel. And they'd say, you mean Nisanel? And I'd say, no, I mean Netanel. And they'd say, okay, Nisanel. And my name became Nisanel. And I thought it was a big chutzpah. You know, what? They're telling me what my name is. You know, I... but the truth is that if someone would take the nickname Dudu and call David Dudu, that would be the prohibition where Chazal say, even though it's an acceptable, doesn't matter, but that's not a nickname he accepted. If someone would give him that nickname, that would be a fulfillment of Mechane Shem L'Chaverot. That would be. There would be. But here, I don't know. I would have to look into it. I think that there are other halachot that apply. There's halacha ben adam l'chaveiro. You know, you can make someone happy, you can make someone upset. If you choose to make someone upset, that's a biblical prohibition of making someone upset. It's a separate prohibition. Not the prohibition of mechane shem l'chaveiro, just because if let's say you're sitting over there, and when you go out to the bathroom, I'll take a bunch of bags and put it on your place. So that when you have to come back, you just have to take them off your place. And you know I did it. Because maybe I felt like I want to annoy you. So the halacha is that's a biblical prohibition. Anytime a Jew causes someone else pain, that's a biblical prohibition. We learned in the Chafetz Chaim just yesterday. We can't underestimate that. It says, "V'lo sonu ish es amito." You may not cause pain to your fellow man. That's a biblical prohibition. It's just as the prohibition of saying Lashon Hara or the prohibition of eating non-kosher food. There's a prohibition. Don't cheat in business. Don't hurt your fellow man. It's a biblical prohibition. It's a biblical prohibition. You know, people forget it. So that, I think, if it bothers a person, I think that a person should respect that. But not because of the other prohibitions. I don't know if the other things would apply. I don't know.
You know what the nickname for Boaz is? Probably shouldn't.